Hey everyone, this is Grace.
And this is Justin.
You're listening to the Perspective of a Hairdresser's podcast,
where we discuss the experiences between seasoned and unseasoned hairdressers alike. Welcome to our show. Hi, welcome back to the Perspective of Hairdresser's podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Grace.
Let's talk about this TikTok that you just showed me.
Yeah, okay, so I follow this hairstylist from LA. She is fairly new to the industry, but she posted this TikTok that kind of got a lot of chatter.
What was her handle?
Her handle is Spooky Crystals.
I love that.
She's super cute, but I'm going to play the TikTok and then we will talk about it.
Like, I have a round face. What do you recommend for that? And honestly, what are you asking me when you ask me that? When you're taught in cosmetology school that oval faces are the most ideal face shape, that to me is rooted in, it tastes like, what is that? Fat phobia and a little white beauty, like standard, a little, no. We could accentuate your round face. We can contour your round face, but don't ask me what do I recommend for your round face, because I'm not really sure what you're asking me at that point. I don't cut hair to make you look skinny. I will cut your hair because you showed me something and you said, this is a style that I like. And I said, okay, let's do it. But at the end of the day, I can't really make you a skinny bitch. I can just make you whatever version of yourself you want to be.
It is a very interesting topic, and I don't think it gets talked enough in our industry because of all the reasons she said.
I love this topic because I think that this is what I've always perceived that as, is like, I can cut any haircut, but you have to love it.
Yeah.
I can give you any haircut that will match anything about your face or anything about, but you have to love it. You have to wear it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's not my hair.
Yeah. I think a lot of people show hairstylists pictures and their expectations are we are going to change the construction of their face.
Yeah.
And that's just not what it is. Like, trying different haircuts is amazing. Like, for personal, like, effect of seeing, like, what looks good on you, what you don't feel comfortable in, what you feel comfortable in all the time. The expectation of us to reconstruct your face to make you look like this picture you showed us of this edited Instagram baddie is not reality. And I think that happens a lot in our industry.
Also, too, I distinctively remember from our cosmetology m'ladies school books.
M'ladies.
I remember the section of the facial shapes and hairstyles that they showed were just so dated to me. I don't know. I'm like, who wrote this section of hair? Who said that you have to have jagged layers around your face for a square face shape to contour the squareness of your jawline?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, if it looks good on you, then rock it. But that's on you.
Yeah, it is very catered to personal taste, personal style, and what you feel comfortable in. I feel like all these, because, like, you literally have to take a test on what haircut fits this face shape? What haircut doesn't fit this face shape? What's the perfect face shape? Like, that's fucking stupid, number one. Because, first of all, can't do anything about your face shape. It's what you're born with, unless you get plastic surgery. Which is...
Also, face shape shouldn't even matter. It's the head shape that should matter. Because head shapes and face shapes are two totally different things.
And also, you're not taught in beauty school to cut hair according to the face shape. You're cutting to the shape of the head.
Right, like, exactly.
That's stated over and over again. So the idea of the perfect haircut for this face shape is non-credible in every reason, because it's totally personal.
Yeah.
Also, another thing about this topic that I think is not talked about enough, but is getting a little bit more light, is she did mention fat phobic, which happens a lot in the beauty industry, because the beauty industry can be very shallow towards people who look different or have a different body type or whatever the case may be. And also white beauty standards.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it is rooted in white beauty standards of you have to have this perfectly gorgeous, long hair that's blonde, yada, 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 boring. Okay. Yeah, we don't have to do that anymore. It's 2023. So I think this TikTok is awesome for bringing to light that people are able to express themselves, not only with their words, but with what they look like and feel beautiful in that type of way.
Yeah. I have had experiences in the past where somebody will sit in my chair and I can, like I said, I can do like whatever they want to with their hair related, but then they'll say, oh, my cheeks look fat, or, oh, I mean, I feel bad that you're even saying that, but I can't help you there.
Yeah.
Like, I can just deal with what's on your head. I don't even know how to like address those situations because I feel bad saying something.
Mm-hmm.
But then also too, like I also want to address that I'm just here
to cut your hair,
to cut your hair. Yeah. But also I want to make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And I want you to be happy with whatever I do.
Yeah.
So like at what point, what conversation would you have with somebody like that?
I don't know. I feel like this has happened to me as well, is the age old question is, do you think this looks good on me?
Mm.
That is a very tricky question because, first of all, they're not asking if you think they look, if it looks good on you.
Right.
They're asking for that reassurance because they feel super vulnerable right now and they feel like they need to be told, oh, it looks so pretty. Oh, I love it. La 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 la. All of the above. To make them feel good about themselves, which I feel like is never a cost or a burden to do. I feel like I will always speak my mind if something isn't looking right, for sure. And like, technically, if we need to fix it, we'll be like, oh, well, it looks a little heavy right here. Or it looks like it could be softened. Or this line's a little harsh. Like, let's diffuse that.
We're thinking about the technical aspect of it, not the emotional or...
Exactly. So I feel like it's hard because, yeah, you don't want to be rude. You don't want to be like, first of all, I would never say, oh, this looks bad on you. I would probably just say, in a professional sense, like, we would probably just steer you towards another haircut if you feel apprehensive about it or if you feel nervous about it. Like, there's definitely times where people have walked in the salon and be like, oh, I don't know, should I get this, yada yada. And 10 out of 10 times, our salon will hype that person up and be like, yes, you should get this. You're going to look bomb. Like, do it. If this is something you've been thinking about doing, then do it. Because you know what? It'll grow back or it'll grow out. Like,
and 9 times out of 10, they're so confident. And after they leave or after they finish.
Exactly.
Leave the chair.
It's usually that like 1% of person who it's like you're asking them, they're asking you. Like, oh, what do you think will look good? Or what do you think suits best for me? Is they're usually not going to be happy with what they give them because you're ultimately not giving them what they need, because what they need is emotional, like, I don't want to say help, but for lack of a better term, like emotional guidance on how they feel with themselves or a little confidence boost. Like a haircut sometimes can fix that, but if it's an internal problem, then it's like, we are your therapist, but your hairapist, but it doesn't always work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A therapist.
Your therapist. But
I love that.
What do you think about, like, I feel like our clientele, since we work in such a diverse state, and like our clientele is so diverse, like everyone looks so different. Like we don't have a lot of like copy and paste people. Like, what do you feel like, hold on, it's hard to like put that in perspective in our work, but before, do you feel like you had a lot of people who were either kind of underlying pushing that like fat phobic kind of like dream expectation of like you need to be skinny and white and blonde hair to look pretty? Like, do you feel like you've had that experience within the industry?
In Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh my gosh.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. People want to be blonde and people want to be the head cheerleader.
But I get that. Like, that's so true. Like, I've seen that with people, women or men who are early into their age who still feel like they need that dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no. I hate it. I don't hate it for... I hate it for them. But also, I hate the mentality.
Yeah,
because
the reasoning
that has been
for it.
That is a hard, hard, like, born into situation.
Yeah. Like, I'm never going to be pretty enough if I'm not. So deep-rooted. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That, yeah. I definitely feel for those people who feel like they need that because they 100% don't. But it is definitely, like you said, rooted. I feel like that happens a lot.
I've had so many people, especially recently, who they've had the same look for however long, and then they're like apprehensive to change it. And I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
Who says that you have to have blonde hair and you have to look a certain way and you have to put on your makeup a certain way? Like,
yeah.
If you want to wear one big line diagonal across your face, or if you want to,
who gives a fuck?
You know, have one side of your head shaved and the other super long. Who cares? Do it. You're going to have, if you're not having fun with your hair or your look, what's the point?
Yeah. Like, why have a boring look when it's 2023 and you could literally look and style however you want?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's so, like, fashion right now, besides all fast fashion, fashion right now, like, is so creative and there's so many things you could do. And, like, it's such an open community space to do whatever you want to do. Like, yeah. I think it's way too late in the game for sticking to what you've looked like for the past however many years. Like,
I will say that I actually have had some, like, deep, and I know I shouldn't be thinking this way, but I do, and that just because, you know, how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even thinking about, like, going on a date right now, I have blonde hair, so I'm like, oh, they're gonna think of me negatively if I show up with blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah.
They're gonna
automatic. That's me. I know it's my personal demons, but I know that, like, I shouldn't be thinking this way, but I do. And it's so crazy because I'm like, oh, I can't go out on a date when I have blonde hair because that automatically puts me in a stereotype that people are gonna think, you know?
I have felt that, but I have felt that in the reverse, because I usually have crazy vivid hair, and when I first started doing that and I was still in my hometown, it's not as a open community, I was like worried for people to see me with, like, my blue hair when I had, like, coralline blue hair. I was like, oh my god, what are people gonna think? Like, I'm so scared. Like, they're gonna put me in the stereotype of this person, whatever. Honestly, like, I feel like the more you go out and the more you do, because it is scary to change a look. It is scary to get out of your comfort zone. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. It's just that push that you have to give yourself, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the literal, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate the beauty standards.
Me too. I hate it. I think it is disgusting and terrible for not only women, but men's mindset of what they have to do to look a certain way. When most of the time, it's like they'll truly never be themselves because they're so scared about what other people think of them, which sucks. Like, you're hiding a huge part of your personality. Like, not everybody needs to have blue hair or wants to have blue hair. It's like, we're not in
everybody needs to have it at least one point in their life.
One point in your life, yes. I just, like, don't think we're making any, like, we are making the littlest progression on white beauty standards, but it is still there. It is still there and very clear that a lot of people immediately, if you are presenting in a different type of way, if you have blue hair, if you have piercings, you have tattoos, like, you still feel that judgment of, I need to stay away from this person.
Yep.
When most of the time, they're the sweetest people in the world.
Exactly.
It's like, take down that white beauty standard out of your head and just see that person for who they are. And maybe you could learn something from that person if you really talked to them and got to know them.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely think another thing, like, growing up in a smaller town is, fat phobia is such a real thing. And also, the 2000s weren't that long ago, and if you look at any memorabilia from that time, all of it is about what you look like, diet culture, and how to be skinny.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it was.
That's so boring.
It's so boring. I'm like, I want to eat a fucking chocolate cake and not feel shit about myself.
I want to eat a lot of chicken and dumplings and not feel shit about myself.
Exactly. Like, I want to be able to go to the beach and not worry what I look like or worry about what the people are thinking about me. Like, I just want to have a good ass time. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want those thoughts to go away. And I know it's very present for a lot of people.
I have those same thoughts, especially in the summer when I see all these little shirtless men out at Fire Island having a good time with in their skimpy little Speedos. I'm like, well, that's definitely not a party I would be invited to because I've got a biscuit body.
I just think it's something that needs to be talked about every single day, and people need to be reminded how beautiful they are, because it's not what you look like, it's what inside that matters.
That's true.
But going back to this TikTok, this person got a lot of controversy saying that there was someone had stitched her and said, well, it's your job as a hairstylist to make these people feel pretty and give these people recommendations on how they feel on what haircut looks best. And I feel like as a hairstylist, yes, you understand that. That's just like obvious. But people miss the point on what she was meaning, what the underlying question was. You know what I mean? Because everyone knows that salon where it's everybody in their chair looks the exact same. They have the exact same conversations every single day, yada, yada, yada. And nobody looks different in that salon.
Right.
And that doesn't work for everybody. Do you think those people are recommending to their blondes that you would look better in your natural color? You would look better like this. No, they're recommending the white beauty standard for them so they can make them all look like clones. So it's like, just look at it. There's two sides to every story.
And also too, those people who are probably giving her crap about it don't even do hair.
Probably, yeah.
So they don't even know the half of our industry. So like, I can make somebody's hair beautiful and gorgeous and look fantastic when they leave salon, but every time I see them again, they're like, I don't do that to my hair. I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I, you know, what's the effort?
Exactly. It's all about perspective. Like, it really is. When it comes down to it, our salon or our industry is all about perspective. One person can think this thing is beautiful and recreate it every single day, and another person could think it's ugly. Like, it's all about how you perceive things. And the thing that it's different, and instead of art, you can perceive art so many different ways. You could like a painting, you could dislike a painting, yada, yada, yada. Is we're talking about real human beings we see every day with emotions, and they understand everything you're saying. That art piece won't speak back at you or give you a question or give you a recommendation, you know? So think about it, like, we're dealing with people every single day.
There was this, I don't know where I'd seen this. It was like somewhere, somebody had posted it, and it was like a sticker on a mirror or something, and it said, objects in this mirror are preconceived notions of what beauty standards have been or something. It was something like that. I was like, I love that.
Yeah.
I wish I could find the actual quote, but I don't have that on me at the moment. But
we should get that for our salon.
Yeah, right. And I think it should be, that should be a disclaimer on everybody's station, because, you know, beauty standards are in the eye of the beholder. And what I think is beautiful to me might not be beautiful to you.
100%.
And around the world it goes, you know?
Well, I'm glad we talked about this, but I feel like that kind of wraps it up, unless you had something else to say.
No, I'm good. Maybe we'll save that all for next time.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you liked what we talked about, subscribe, maybe like, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.